This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. One of the most important community groups in Southborough is the Southborough Lions. The club raises funds for good causes. Its major event of early summer was the Gala Day in June. That had a bumper attendance with all raffle tickets and programmes sold. £3,000 was raised. The club is now preparing for the annual art show, which takes place over the August bank holiday weekend from Saturday through to Monday afternoon. Every year, stalls are set up on Southborough Common opposite the cricket ground. I've been talking to the Southborough Lions president, Christine Forbes. First, I asked her to explain the global reach of the Lions clubs.
Lions started in 1917 in Chicago, Illinois, by a gentleman who was a businessman, and he was called Melville Jones. He wanted to get his fellow businessmen together to help in the community. And there are now 1.4 million members of Lions throughout the world. The clubs in the UK started in 1950, and it was thanks to the Queen Mother, who was so impressed with some Canadian Lions who'd come over and helped with orphans from World War II. And she then decided that this was something that we should have in the UK and sponsored a club in London. Tunbridge Lions was the first club after the London Club. So Southborough Lions actually was formed 40 years ago. In the last year, we've had 6 new members. Obviously, we're always looking for new people to join us.
In terms of your interest in the Lions, how did you first hear about them?
Well, I first heard about them because my father, we were living in Germany post-war, and he'd actually been invited to join a Lions club in Germany. And I just remember him going out. I was quite young at the time. He used to enjoy helping local people who'd obviously suffered after the war. When he retired, we came to the UK and he carried on being a Lion member in Exmouth. I then moved to Southborough, so I decided I would join, and that was 12 years ago. Ever since then, obviously, I've really enjoyed being part of the Southborough community.
What sort of initiatives do Southborough Lions get involved in at the moment?
Well, locally, we help out quite a bit with the community larder. There's one at Christchurch, the one in High Brooms, which is St. Matt's, and it's held in Bethel Hall on a Friday morning. People queue up outside, come in, they pay £2, and for that, they can fill a carrier bag full of groceries. A lot of the supermarkets locally, Waitrose, Marks and Spencers, Tesco, donate a lot of their items that are reaching the end of their shelf life, but also some very good fresh food. So we get fresh fruit, vegetables, a lot of cold items, milk, butter, yogurt, etc.
Obviously, you help people with the food larders, the food banks, but there are a wider range of causes that you benefit as well.
Yes, for example, Southborough SOS, which stands for Save Our Southborough. And that is a group of volunteers who go around litter picking. And we've actually bought some litter pickers for the group. We also plant out the planters on the main street, so it always makes Southborough look nice. We also help with the local schools and various local people who are in need of, say, a fridge, a cooker, a washing machine. We get told about these people and then we can buy them these items, usually from the British Heart Foundation shop. So we support two charities at the same time.
Southborough Lions president, Christine Forbes. Their annual art show is free to visit and opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th of August. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.